This is Pat Bosco, formerly Vice President of Student Affairs, Dean of Students at Kansas State University, where primarily I serve students and families in a variety of capacities. As authentic leaders, we should never bypass an opportunity to express our appreciation for those that have done an excellent job. We do it in a sincere, meaningful, and timely way. Maslow's hierarchy of need has at the very top of his triangle self-actualization. That's a need to be fully appreciated as a human being. Kurt Gowdy, the sports announcer, would often talk about the ability to appreciate as well as anticipate individuals in the sports world, to appreciate the hard work it takes to be a world-class athlete, regardless of the sport. During my retirement, I've gone to appreciate what my wife Susan has done to put together our household. I didn't realize it took hours to assemble our Christmas decorations around the house or to prepare a meal. Being around certainly gave me a newfound appreciation for what it takes to maintain a home. And she did it while she was a full-time professional as an elementary school teacher and a librarian and a PhD from K-State. I've learned to respect and appreciate what she's done. My mother would often advise me to stop and smell the roses, to appreciate the things around us that are critically important. And I'm doing better today, and I hope that listeners will take pause and generally appreciate those around them and the jobs people do. I find myself acknowledging waitresses and waiters. My tips are a little higher now. I'm thanking individuals in the service industry, not just in healthcare, but individuals that are going out of their way to make a difference in my life. It's important for us to recognize the individuals that are invisible, that we take for granted, the individuals that service food, the janitors, the people that are frontline individuals that answer our phones, that are not necessarily in the public eye, but make a huge difference, to express appreciation. Thank you for a job well done. The K-State Marching Band assembles at 7 a.m. for a 1 o'clock kickoff. That's incredible when you have to assemble 400 or 500 members of our marching band, cheerleaders, Classy Cats, and the management team that Dr. Trace supervises to get ready for a 1 o'clock kickoff. To genuinely appreciate the time and energy those members of our band put in to making sure that our school is well represented. The time and effort that our Student Governing Association puts in to make sure that they're representing the most vulnerable. Time well spent as we think in terms of our ability to have programs like K-State Unite that recognizes our commitment to diversity and inclusion. What a great moment for our university to pause and to recognize that we have done well, but we want to do much better. I remember the first K-State Proud campaign in the Bramwich Coliseum when thousands were wearing the same t-shirt to raise money for the most vulnerable in our community. I remember the moment walking my daughter down the aisle at St. Isidore's on her wedding day. It's important to thank our heroes, expressing truly and sincerely in an authentic way our appreciation for those that make life better for all of us. It is a way of acknowledging, but also encouraging. Last night I attended a Wabash appreciation reception. The Wabash Scholarship Program is a very unique program in higher education where a group of about a dozen couples in the greater Kansas City area established a banquet where K-Staters dressed up, tuxes and gowns, and very unlike our school. But individuals wanted to have some unique way of celebrating within the Kansas City area the breadth and scope of our university and to raise scholarship dollars. Well, they've raised close to $4 million. Last night we attended a reception for the half a dozen or so couples that established this program about 15 years ago. Now, the important part of this reception was a passing of the torch. They had recruited a dozen or so couples to continue that legacy, to continue to raise money for the scholarship program that's made a huge difference in the greater Kansas City area. They did it in a very classy, way of expressing thanks for those that were pioneers, and also to acknowledge the fact that the torch is being passed to a group of individuals that are going to care about students and families that are the most vulnerable. If you look at all of the research regarding why individuals leave a corporation or a business, it's not money. More times than not, it's exactly what we're talking about in this podcast. It's the feeling of not being valued, not being shown appreciation. That is an incredibly important variable in our ability to retain and attract valuable employees that we've invested. So let's think about how we supervise, how we evaluate, and how we reward in meaningful ways those individuals that have done a good job for us. And never underestimate the power of these two words. Thank you.